You are now standing at the heart of the building. The Christian community still gathers here to pray and give thanks. Please be respectful of them. The altar is made from a rectangular stone block with a concave marble top. Behind it is a small Gothic altar canopy used to house relics, against which stand the polychrome statues of Saint Just and Saint Pastor. Between its small columns is a sarcophagus bearing no inscription, which is now empty and covered by a lid with four sections. This can be accessed by a double stairway.
You may use these stairs if you wish, but please be very careful if you do.
Beneath the ciborium is a very small vaulted crypt, where people would come to pray to steep themselves in the virtues of the saints whose relics were kept in the church. Press the pause button on your audio guide, and then when you're in the crypt, press the same button again to hear the rest of this commentary. You're standing in front of a facsimile of the church's consecration parchment. This extremely important document is in perfect condition and can be easily read. It accompanies the relics: a glass urn, some pieces of apparently blood-stained cloth, a perfectly preserved vertebra and one other bone, and finally a small sealed flask with some debris that is difficult to identify and a small piece of cloth of gold. The relics and the parchment had been sealed inside a hollowed-out capital in the stonework of the altar. It was discovered in 1885 by the parish priest of Valcabrère, and the text is the only accurate means we have of dating the church. It was in fact stamped with the seal of Raymond Arnaud de la Barthe, Bishop of Comminges, from 1188 to 1205, and is dated October 1200. The parchment tells us that the altar is dedicated to Saint Just, Saint Pastor and Saint Stephen, the first martyr. This is how the statue columns of the doorway could be identified.
If you would now like to hear a translation of the parchment, point your audio guide at image 5A. You can also listen to two other commentaries, one on the worship of relics, number 5B, and the other on the Santiago de Compostela pilgrimage route, number 5C. You might want to go and sit on a seat in the nave while you listen to these messages. You can next admire two fine statues displayed in the two absidioles, or small chapels, located on either side of the chancel. The commentary numbers are displayed on their protective glass.